Here's your Omaha area forecast from KETV Newswatch 7 on the Mighty 1290 COIL.
Breezy and warm with some high clouds Saturday, highs in the upper 70s. Watch out for a chance of thunderstorms late tonight around the metro, lows in the lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms likely during the day on Sunday. Some of those storms could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Kyle Gravin with KETV Newswatch 7.
This is your substitute pilot speaking. Due to the $6.99 great haircut sale at Great Clips, I'm subbing in for the entire crew. Don't be alarmed. This baby's got autopilot. I'm actually in the bathroom right now. Enjoy your flight.
A price so low, everyone will go. The $6.99 great haircut sale is back at Great Clips. Get a great haircut for only $6.99 for a limited time. Download our free check-in app. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
The great haircut sale, April 26th through May 2nd.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the program producer or sponsor and not those of NRG Media, LLC.
I feel a song coming on.
It's the beat, it's the beat, the beat, the beat.
I feel the earth moving at my feet.
This is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 COIL. It's the Beat is sponsored by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jode, you're back, Jode.
I'm back. Did you miss me?
Yeah, definitely. Peggy was good, but we always missed you.
You're so sweet.
Yeah,
I know.
You were sunbathing in Florida.
I was visiting her cousin.
Yeah, nice. And can you believe it's almost the end of April?
No, how's that possible?
I don't know.
Were we just talking in the studio and it was Christmas time and
it was
snowing?
Was. Thank goodness that's over.
But that's right. Bring in the sun.
Yes,
bring
the
in
sun.
The
and
sun.
Wasn't it a nice sunny day in Boston for the marathon?
I'm so happy that it was a beautiful event and that nothing happened. I mean, they were so heavily laden with security. But, Karen, how exciting that an American.
Yeah, first time since when? 1985?
Yep.
The guy was an American.
Yes, let's say his name because I like it.
Oh, you
Meb
Keflezighi. What?
Meb Keflezighi.
God bless you.
God bless me, too. Thank you.
Sure. And the woman, Rita Jeptu, where's she from? Kenya, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yes, she's won it before. Boy,
yep. Third win. Third win. I mean, can you imagine?
No.
She won 2 hours, 18 minutes, and 57 seconds. How do you run, 20-some miles?
26.
Yeah, 26.2 miles in 2 hours. Is that possible?
Well, Jode, I could do it in, 2 days.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and I might do it in 2 months. I'll be chasing Forrest Gump, I'm sure. I'll be running around the world.
But we're just
amazing.
So happy that it all turned out well.
Yeah. Well, and how about this story, which has been in the news for the last week?
Unbelievable.
How is this? I don't understand how he is alive.
I don't know.
I worked for an airline for 11 years. Something is wrong here.
Oh, you did, Joe.
I did, and I don't understand how he could just get on the jetway. He jumped the fence. That's scary among itself.
Yeah, that's scary. But what does that mean? Anyone can jump the fence
and
hop on a plane?
Right, and he's hanging on to the... I mean,
no, he's in the wheel. What's the
wheel well?
Do you
know? It's underneath, so it covers the wheel. So it's the well.
Wait,
so
you mean he's
above.
Actually outside?
He's outside, but he's protected by there's almost almost like he has a little roof over his head, like a little shield, like a little cabana.
How is he alive?
Well, that's what they're saying. Number one, and then number two, where are the pilots who are supposed to look at the plane?
Oh, before him.
They're supposed to inspect the plane. I mean, that's what they do. They kick the tires. Somehow they missed kicking that one. I don't know. I think it was a little odd when this kid is hanging out of the tire.
Really? But he lost consciousness. So how did he stay up there and lose...
I know. That's what I don't know if he wedged himself up there. Because you'd have to hang on something. And so maybe he wrapped himself around.
Maybe
there's
he
like
did.
A, you know, an
that's
area
a future
that
movie, I think.
I think so. It's a future something.
It is. I can't believe... And all the way to Hawaii. This was 5 hours, Joe.
I mean, talk about getting your frequent flyer miles. I mean, that kid really... I mean, he did it the hard way.
He deserves a lifetime of airplane tickets.
50 below degree weather. That kid deserves to be a platinum. I'm sure on Hawaiian Airlines, he is probably a platinum member. No doubt about
it. But, Jordan, I have to ask you, do you ever, you know, get those bags where of... spinach or lettuce?
Don't ruin it for me, please.
I'm so sorry to tell you this.
I just had salad this morning. It was today.
Oh, Joe, this is so sad. Woman, she's 28. She bought a bag of Dole spinach. Okay, this is in Ohio. Okay, and they showed a picture of it. It was horrible.
Oh,
so in this spinach is part of a bird.
Oh, come on.
Can you? It's a bird leg.
It's a bird leg?
A leg.
Okay.
She said she noticed something odd. She saw what looked like nails, talons, and she realized, oh my gosh, this is part of a bird.
Oh, my.
But the lettuce did not chirp or anything, so that was beneficial.
Oh, my God.
Maybe can you believe that?
Okay, that's just not even right.
I know.
That's just, I can't, I don't think I can, I'm not.
I can't do
I'm
that
I'm never going to look at spinach the same.
No,
that's
I have
sure.
to get my own lettuce and do it. Yeah, okay.
I am telling you what, that I'm going to have to pick my own lettuce. Let's just grow it.
Let's grow it.
We'll get our own organic garden and grow our own spinach. I mean it.
Then we'll have other animals.
I mean,
however.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you're laughing because I think that there is something to be said about being happy.
Yes, I know.
And I think there's an article and it was talking about seven things that remarkably happy people do often. And let's just talk about a few because I think that they're incredible. Make good friends.
Yeah,
that
there we go.
Sense.
You and I are good friends. And that is so important in life.
Express thankfulness. I think gratitude is so important.
Happy people, they focus on what they have, not on what they don't have.
Yes,
that's
which
important.
Unfortunately my teen will always focus on what they don't have.
Know,
oh, I
know.
Didn't get to.
Well,
and is it really what did
part
you get
of teenage
to do?
Life.
It is.
Yeah.
That's yes, a happy mom is when their teenager grows up. That's a happy life right there. That's for sure. I love it.
Also, you know who's happy? We know this week, Drew Barrymore. She had another baby. She had another baby girl.
She named it one of my favorite names, Frankie. I think Frankie is the cutest name for a girl. Yep.
Frankie Barrymore.
Kopelman.
Because she's a Barrymore. Is that right?
She's a Barrymore. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And
she's
her other baby girl is Olive.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Olive and Frankie?
Olive and Frankie.
That
I don't
sounds
know
like a
restaurant. Come on down to Olive and Frankie's. We've got a special tonight. Oh, I think it's
Joe.
Wonderful.
Anyway, let's end with something good, too. There was a wedding, a very cheap wedding, I should look into this, where someone looked out the window at Lucky Llama Coffee in California, and there was Al Gore walking his daughter down the aisle.
Oh.
How about that?
Well,
nobody knew anything about it.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. What happened
they
to
saved
that
a lot
super,
of money with that wedding.
What happened to the superhighway, the internet highway that he talks about? Shouldn't people have been posting that? I mean, my God, he was the one that started that whole movement.
I don't know. Apparently, No, anyway, I think that's terrific.
That's
and have you been following Kate Middleton and Prince William? Because they are all over where? New Zealand and Australia?
Yes, with their baby, and they're adorable.
Joe, seen like her outfits and how they're kind of like Princess Diana's outfit.
They are.
Isn't that wonderful?
But you know what I like about her? She also repeats outfits. She wears similar clothes, and she wears maybe the jacket with something else. So
she's down to earth, I think, for a princess.
She is. I mean, we might not be seeing her shop at TJ Maxx or Marshall's anytime soon, but I think she's very thrifty, and I think it says a lot about her.
It does.
She has a lot of character.
And, of course, we want to, mention our new sponsor, OmahaFastFoods.com.
Yes.
Okay. And we have a wonderful girl power show today,
it's
Joe.
Girl power. We do. I love girl power. We have Margaret Lucas, who's the author of Farthest House.
Mm-hmm. And Karen Linder. She wrote The Women of Berkshire Hathaway.
I can't wait. And then we're going to end the show with
Lucy
Lipiner, author of Long Journey Home.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be right back with Margaret Lucas.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Well, Jody, we have a professor in UNO's creative writing program, and she has written her first novel, and it's got great accolades. It's called The Farthest House by Margaret Lucas. And wait, Margaret, I want to read one of the reviews, okay? Margaret Lucas has written a page-turner of a novel. I can't remember the last time I rooted so enthusiastically for a heroine. Here's another one. Haunting and eerily beautiful, Farthest House is an unsettling, unforgettable book. Hi, Margaret.
Welcome, Margaret.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
What a beautiful book.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Can't wait to start reading it, huh, Joe?
I know, and I think it's wonderful. So you're a professor at UNO, but you had said off air that you, after receiving your master's degree, is when you wrote this novel. Is that correct?
Yes, that's when I started it. I was working on a different novel, getting my master's. And when I came home with the master's and started teaching at UNO, I really buckled down and concentrated on this novel.
It's a labor of love, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I would think so, especially it's your passion. So how wonderful that you know, the outcome
totally.
Of You Following Your Passion is your first novel. Give us an idea of what the book is about. I mean, Karen and I know, but our listeners don't.
Okay. The book is really about four generations of women. It's narrated by the first generation. Her name is Amelie. She is deceased at this point, so it's technically narrated by a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
She was born in France, and she came over to America at 17 and moved to this small Nebraska hilltop. And that's where the other three following generations lived and suffered their fates.
And is it her sister that has Willow, or is it her niece that has Willow?
It's actually her niece.
Her niece, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell that part about Willow here?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it says, when Willow is born and her mother dies moments later, only the narrator of this spellbinding debut novel knows that death isn't from complications of childbirth. How interesting.
Yes.
Boy.
Well, not only is the book interesting, but I think your life is interesting, Margaret. You're one of 15 children raised on a farm in central Nebraska.
Yes.
Which, as mm-hmm. you said, the town that you were from isn't even a town, it's a village.
It's, yes. Cedar Rapids,
Cedar
Nebraska.
Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
Huh?
Did you even know, Karen, that Cedar Rapids exists? I knew
not,
Cedar Rapids,
not Nebraska.
Iowa, but not Nebraska.
No, not at all.
I think that's fabulous.
Uh-huh.
And
you
so then
have
we asked,
to have a certain number of people to qualify as a town, and we didn't make it. I think we now have something like 430, so we're a village.
Oh, my gosh.
So what were you, a fourth of the town, do you think, at the time?
Well, not quite.
Not quite. An eighth, yeah.
Oh, I think that's such a great story.
Wow.
So where did the inspiration for this book come from? Is this just something that you thought of in your head? Is it based on some things that you...
It is just something I thought of in my head. When I started out, the original idea was a woman who wrote mystery stories and her granddaughter. At the time that I started out, I hadn't even perceived of the character of Amelie, who ends up being the narrator, nor would I have thought that she would be a narrator. And then it's just, you know,
seven years of
embroidery.
It just comes to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what an accomplishment. And it
Thank
looks
you.
Absolutely wonderful. And to get all these great reviews, this is your first novel. And outstanding reviews, and we got autographed by the author, Joe.
I mean, listen, it's the big things that impress us, and this is big.
This is it.
Yeah, I think it's so great. So Farthest House is the name of the book, and where can our listeners find this book?
Well, you can find it everywhere. It is at Barnes & Noble's. It's at the Bookworm.
Okay, of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course, all
go on
the
Amazon. Go on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can go on Amazon, all that. Okay. I always put in a plug for the independent bookstores.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah,
we've got to help them along.
Bookworm. And not to mention your award-winning short story, The Yellow Bird. I mean, Jody, how many people do we know who have a film that premiered at the Cannes Film Festival? Right?
Other than Alexander Payne, I don't think we know anyone.
Yeah, we don't know anyone
Correct.
Except
so
Margaret.
People. Margaret and
yeah.
Alexander Payne. Margaret,
it's nice to be in that group.
Yeah,
totally.
Nice company to be around. But Karen, you had mentioned The Yellow Bird. And Margaret, tell us, so it was in the Cannes Film Festival. This was a short story?
It was a short story. And it was made into what is technically called a short. Now, a short can't be longer than 14 minutes, or it's DQ'd.
Mm-hmm.
So The Yellow Bird is actually like 13 minutes and 59 seconds.
Can we see it? Can we pull it up somewhere and see it?
You can see it on my website.
Oh, okay.
It used to be online by the film company. I'm not sure it still is, but you can see it on my website.
Okay, and give us your website.
FarthestHouse.com.
Oh, okay. Thank you. FarthestHouse.com.
Yes. I like it.
Yeah, because you also said that Pippa White narrates two of your chapters.
Pippa White, yes. I hired Pippa White to read two of the chapters so people can hear the first two chapters before they buy the book.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Pippa White, for those who don't know, is a professional storyteller in Lincoln. And
yeah, we had
woman.
Her on. She was incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
She is incredible.
Yeah.
You know, Margaret, that's a great idea to have your book read, the first two chapters. It's like when you go to buy a car, you're taking a test drive.
Right.
So similar.
Right. It gets everyone into the book.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she does, like I said, does such a great job.
Yeah.
Do other authors do the same thing? Is that something that's fairly new?
I don't know of any.
Well,
so that was your idea?
Yes, it was my idea.
Margaret,
I don't know that
idea.
That doesn't mean necessarily that there aren't other people.
Right,
I'm just not aware of any.
That's a very smart idea, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's great. Well, Margaret, we're happy that you shared your Saturday afternoon with us.
Mm-hmm.
For those that are going, kids that are attending UNO or thinking about attending UNO, certainly take Margaret's class. What a
creative
great, I mean,
writing.
Certainly, yeah, to have a professor like Margaret,
uh-huh.
that would be a lot of fun, especially mm-hmm. when you can show them the book that you've published
I know.
And produced and
well,
say,
Margaret,
hey, look, this is what I've authored.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have a question. Do you have an? Is there another book roaming around in your head?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
have,
you know,
have,
that's the same
yes,
with
I
songwriting. They're always there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You have several?
I have several. Well, I have three. Well, I have five.
In your head?
In some form. Some
yeah.
of them have had a couple drafts.
Oh.
But you have to realize,
great.
I'm an old writer, so.
I know.
I had time to.
And also,
you
have
a
full time job.
Stuff.
You're yeah, yeah, that's true. And you're teaching
yes.
creative
yes.
writing.
Yes.
Oh, how inspiring.
And I'll be at the Nebraska Book Festival.
Okay. Today, what time?
Bright Life will have a booth. I'm not sure what times I'll be signing.
So I think right after this show, you're going there
yes.
probably.
Yes.
Oh, and is that at the library?
No, it's
where
at the Thompson Alumni Center. On
oh,
at
UNO.
UNO campus.
Sure. Okay, great.
So there's free parking, and there's lots of parking, and you can Google that and see what speakers are speaking at different times.
Great.
Oh, good.
It's a real nice free event. So I will be there today at the Nebraska
great.
Book Festival.
Well, you're leaving here and going down to
yes.
the Thompson Center.
Right, exactly.
Well, that sounds great.
Well, great. Well, Margaret, thank you so much. And again, best of luck
mm-hmm.
for this fabulous book, Farthest House. And if our listeners want to have an autographed copy, they can head to the
mm-hmm.
UNO
right
Alumni
now.
Center, Thompson Center. And she will personally autograph it for mm-hmm. you, as she did for us. Thanks, Margaret,
thanks
so much.
Thanks a lot, Margaret.
Thank
good luck.
This was fun. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Andy Greenberg for OmahaFastFoods.com. If you are driving to the supermarket, stop. Go home. Introducing you to OmahaFastFoods.com. Now shop anytime, anywhere, from your home, office, at OmahaFastFoods.com and learn how to become a 5-minute shopper that gets you back 2 hours of your life every time you shop. Over 16,000 fresh items direct to your home by same day and next day delivery. Did we mention manufacturer's coupons are accepted? Are you home yet? Check out OmahaFastFoods.com.
Hey, this is Doug Gottlieb. Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear that you might overpay. Last month, nearly 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar.com users saved an average of $3,046 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Second, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate, take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time. Save money and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Karen, joining us in the studio is another Karen.
I know it.
And this Karen Ooh. Is an accomplished author of a fabulous book called The Women of Berkshire Hathaway, Lessons from Warren Buffett's Female CEOs and Directors. And it was forwarded by, there's a forward in here by Susie Buffett. Welcome, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. It's our pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this book is right up
Look
our alley.
It.
We love to empower women and feel women in power. And obviously, Warren appreciates women in power. And
yes,
we know,
he does.
In your book, she talks about Susan Jocks and
Mrs. B.
You
talk about the handshake between Mrs. B. and Warren. And
there's lots of great stories
about
the whole Berkshire family.
Well, I think it's nice because the book, as it's written, it's examining the trends of women in corporate America. And you also have case studies in this book?
I compare the Berkshire... the people that are involved with Berkshire Hathaway with the overall corporate scenario. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt that there was a need for some role models for women and young girls in business.
Wonderful. This must be selling all over the country, too, because all women need this, not just women who, not just, us in Omaha who know Warren Buffett or we don't know him, but you know what I mean. We're involved
in
the family.
We are close friends with him. Who are you kidding?
Yeah, I know.
Karen,
Warren and I are tight.
Do you speak as part of this book?
I do. I speak for women's groups, business groups, investor groups, and related to this book, as well as just the topics of entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. leadership, business, investing.
And you have an upcoming seminar, Karen, this week, right?
Yes, the Corporate Values Summit at Mammal Hall on May 1st.
Okay.
It's a part of a two-day event that's mm-hmm. Associated with the Berkshire Shareholders Meeting.
Of course it is. Well, that is the upcoming week.
Yes, yes, it's coming up.
Right.
You know, you're an investor yourself, right, Karen?
I am.
And that's
yes.
how this is. This how the book really became an idea, or where did this idea come from?
Well, the initial idea to write the book actually did occur at the Berkshire Shareholders Meeting. So I go to that meeting each year,
yep.
and after a couple of years of watching their video where they thank the CEOs and managers of their subsidiary companies, it occurred mm-hmm. to me that showing these portraits of their managers, there were very few women.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so I was really curious of how these women got to this point in their careers at the top and why there were so few, and if that was typical of the rest of corporate America.
And when did you write this book? It's
2012. It was released in 2012.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But do they have this book? For the Berkshire Hathaway meeting?
They do, yeah. It's
and
in
so
the
people can purchase,
hall.
Okay, mm-hmm. which is okay. terrific.
Yeah, the Bookworm is the official
yeah.
bookseller.
Yes, I have seen
meeting.
It there,
they're
right.
So great.
Yeah.
Well, and they're such great supporters
mm-hmm.
of the book
of
and,
the
and of Berkshire mm-hmm. Hathaway and the meetings, and mm-hmm. they do such an incredible job. I'm curious, you were co-founder of Pipeline? What is that? Is a
Pipeline is an entrepreneurship fellowship for entrepreneurs in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. And so we were, my husband and I, founders to bring it to Nebraska. It originated in Kansas.
Okay.
But 3 years ago, we sponsored it so that it could come to Nebraska and accept applicants from Nebraska.
Awesome.
So it helps entrepreneurs advance their own development. It's not an accelerator for their companies. It's actually more personal development for the entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. And I love this article about you, Karen. It says you go with your gut and you are a definite risk taker. And what you are afraid of is not risk, but the opposite of risk, which you define as paralysis, is not taking risks.
Yeah, it's you can be paralyzed by indecision.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
not making a decision.
Absolutely.
Because you're too afraid to make the wrong decision and you end up making no decision at all.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a very decisive person, but it's not always the right choice, and you'd learn from those choices and go on and do something else.
Mm-hmm. And I like that you go from your gut. We
mm-hmm.
all have that gut instinct.
Mm-hmm.
We don't
that
always
helps
use
in investments,
it.
Too, is
uh-huh.
going with your gut.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
It's been helpful.
And that you could write this book. Oh, my gosh. How long did this take you? A couple years to write or what?
No, it was actually a very quick process. I didn't begin writing it till I had a contract from the publisher, and then
okay.
they gave me a deadline that was only 6 months away.
Oh, my goodness.
So in order to get it printed and released at the shareholders meeting of 2012, then I had a very short time frame to write it.
I see. And you had to get Warren's permission.
Well, I didn't need his permission,
oh, okay.
but I did ask for his support,
yeah.
and
well,
I sent him a
good.
Letter. I for sure wanted him to be aware of it, mm-hmm. because I would be contacting all of the managers of his company, the female managers, and asking to interview them. And so I definitely wanted him to be aware that I was working on
mm-hmm.
this project.
Mm-hmm.
So I did send him a letter in a fax and saying, I'm doing this book. Do I have your support, or do you not want me to do this, and gave him that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously he gave you two thumbs up and said, please go.
He wrote no comment, but there's a lot of books. I actually gave him a multiple choice question. Support, don't support, no comment. And then the fourth choice was actually meet the author and talk more about the project.
Okay, that's great, though. That's creative.
That's
very
good.
Creative,
uh-huh.
But he circled no comment, and then he wrote a handwritten note to me on the fax, just saying I have...
But he wrote, you said no comment, but then he had a comment.
Then he had a comment that said, I don't object. I have no objection
oh,
to this. And
okay.
there's been many books written about Berkshire Hathaway and about me, but I have no objection to this. And then after publication, though, he did send me another nice note saying, even though he's known these women for many, many years, each chapter he learned something new about each of them.
Isn't that
what an
wonderful?
Incredible compliment?
Yeah.
Karen, that's
that,
great.
I treasure that.
I would. I think that's the highest compliment you could receive.
Yeah.
Because
that's
you just shed some light on what I think a lot of people don't realize, and that is that there are women, you know, women in power and mm-hmm. women in powerful positions. But mm-hmm. That's a good question. How many? Do you know how many female CEOs is Susan? Was Susan the only?
No, there's five female CEOs in the Berkshire subsidiaries.
Okay.
Oh, okay. But in the Fortune 500, there's 21.
Okay. But isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
21.
Yes. 21 out of 500.
Out of 500. I mean, really? Isn't that just something?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's something.
Well, yes. Well, it is.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to treasure this book, and we can't wait to go home and read it.
Yeah.
The Women of Berkshire Hathaway.
And Karen will be speaking at the annual investor conference.
Yes, that's this Thursday, May 1st.
Yes.
You'll be speaking there. And that's the one we can still sign up for, right?
Yes, there's still some open spots.
Okay.
It'll be in the Mammal Hall Auditorium.
Okay, perfect. And how does mm-hmm. one go online to do this?
Yeah, there's a Corporate Values Summit website.
Oh, all right, Corporate Values Summit. Got
mm-hmm.
it. And we encourage everyone to go and see Investor Karen Linder, and there's a lot of other people
speaking.
There's
a lot of great speakers. Uh-huh. They're talking about the values that corporate America needs to have and what makes companies successful if they have those values.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
That will be very exciting.
Uh-huh.
Well, I encourage all of you to go out and get this book, The Women of Berkshire Hathaway, Lessons from Warren Buffett's Female CEOs and Directors.
Yeah, and thank you so much for doing this, Karen.
Oh, you're welcome.
Enlightening us.
Yes.
I hope you enjoy the book.
Oh, we absolutely will. And Karen, we enjoyed speaking with you. Thanks mm-hmm. so much for coming
thank
to the studio.
You. You're welcome.
It's this simple. Being overweight is dangerous. It can cause cancer, diabetes, liver disease, and a lot more. Losing weight very fast has never been easier than with High-Tech Weight Loss. You can expect to lose 30 or 40 pounds in just 4 weeks. You won't be hungry, and you don't have to buy any special food or supplements. Our doctors and nurses will help you get where you need to be. If you joined us last month, the weight would be gone by now. So call now for a no-charge consultation. 402-453-LOSE. That's 402-453-5673. Now 10 years in Omaha, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. Open evenings and weekends by appointment. High-tech weight loss. Safe, fast, permanent. Call 402-453-LOSE. Or visit us on the web at hightechweightloss.com.
No matter the weather, in December or June, it's always great in a Malibu sunroom.
Meet Diane Kempschneider, proud owner of a Malibu sunroom.
We had a deck on the back of the house that needed to be replaced, and so instead of putting another deck on, I decided I wanted a four-season room. Went on the internet, and I started looking to see who produced sunrooms in the area, one of which I found was Malibu Sunrooms. I had them come out as well as another competitor here in the area. I liked both the product, but I very much thought Malibu had a better product, and certainly their pricing was much more conducive to what I could afford. Construction was well managed. They were here when they said they were going to be here. They worked full days. I was very pleased with their process.
So, now that the room's done, what do you think of it?
I live in it night and day. I love it.
Click MalibuSunrooms.com.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater is Finding Vivian Mayer, a documentary about the eccentric Chicago nanny who secretly took 100,000 photos of strangers on the street. Now showing is Under the Skin, starring Scarlett Johansson as an alien hunting human men for fuel. Forever Young is a family-friendly series. This spring, the series celebrates 100 years of Charlie Chaplin on screen with 4 feature-length programs of his short films. The first, playing April 26th through May 8th, features the first appearance of his indelible tramp character, The Kid Auto Races in Venice. A live broadcast of Mozart Così Fan Tutte shows Saturday, April 26th, part of The Met, live in HD. Presented with Opera Omaha. On Monday, April 29th, there will be a live special screening of the 1987 drama Matewan, presented with the Omaha Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO, followed by a panel discussion. A one-time preview screening of the thriller Loki will be followed by a streaming interview with its star, Tom Hardy, and director Stephen Knight on Tuesday, April 29th. More information is at filmstreams.org.
Omaha's stimulating conversation.
It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vincey.
Well, Jody, we have a very special person on the phone with us.
Yes, from
today,
New York.
From New York. She wrote Long Journey Home, a young girl's memoir of surviving the Holocaust. Hello, Lucy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Jody?
Yep, this is Karen.
Uh-huh.
Now,
Karen
this is Jody.
And Jody.
Karen.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
It's hard. I've got the lower voice and Karen's got the sweeter voice.
Oh, right.
So that's...
Well, both of you have sweet voice.
Oh, thank you.
And as do you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Lucy wrote a book.
Right.
Karen.
Lucy, you were 6 years old when the traumatic part of your life began. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what happened when you were six?
Well, what happened was September 1 was when the Nazi Germany invaded Poland, and that was sort of the last day of my childhood, because my normal childhood, I was a normal average child, and I played with my little friends. I believed in fairy tales, and I believed in God, and I believed in my parents, and I felt very secure. Everything was good. Everything was normal. And then the war came, and I witnessed bombs falling from the sky on innocent men, women, and children. And for the first time in my life, I saw blood all over, and it had changed everything for me. People seemed asleep on the ground, covered in blood, and I understood, as young as I was, I understood that that was not your ordinary sleep. I think for the first time in my life I understood the meaning of end of life. So everything happened so suddenly, so quickly for me. And I think that that was pretty much the end of my childhood.
But you said
I was no longer the six-year-old that I was.
Right.
A day or 2 days earlier.
Right.
But Lucy, your childhood after 1939 was filled with hunger, cold, deprivation, and stress, and yet the tone of your book is without bitterness. How was that achieved?
Yes. Well, I understood very early on in the war that evil existed in the world. I saw it in many different places, but I also experienced such kindness. People who reached out to us to share a piece of bread, invite us to experience a warm fireplace. And these people didn't know us. I experienced goodness and generosity from the most unexpected places. And I understood that goodness existed in greater measure than evil. And I believe that that is perhaps the reason why my memoir is without bitterness.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Can you take us back, Lucy? You said your dad woke you up. You fled your Polish town. It was you and your older sister and your mom and dad, right?
Yes.
And then, so what happened? Where did you go when you fled?
So, my father was responsible for saving 15 people of our extended family. All of us were 15 persons.
Wow.
He actually persuaded his two sisters and their children and grandchildren to leave with us, to leave their homes and leave their businesses, because my father believed that Nazi Germany's hatred was so horrible, so evil, he took it seriously. He believed that this country and Hitler and his people were bent on destroying Jewish lives. My father believed it. And he was going to save our lives at any cost.
Well, your father, I mean, he was really perceptive. This is 1939. A lot of people didn't leave because they didn't believe it.
Most people didn't leave,
unfortunately. I know.
The few that left had a chance to survive. We were a very tiny minority of Jewish people in my town. We were only 780 Jewish persons of 10,000 total population. And do you know, we were the only ones that survived.
Really? Oh, my
God. Our town was only approximately 50 miles from Auschwitz, and everyone was taken to Auschwitz.
And that's because of your dad. Your dad literally saved your lives. Yes, 15.
We would not be speaking now.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, I think that's just
amazing.
Oh, my
gosh.
Well, and the book carries you through. It's this journey, and it's titled Long Journey Home.
Yes.
What does that mean to you, the long journey home?
It means coming to America, this wonderful country. I was 10 years late. We arrived in America in 1949 when I reached my 16th birthday, and I started going to high school. Unfortunately, after about 6 weeks, I dropped out because I needed to help my family, work, making a living. So I got a job, and the people in school were very upset that I was leaving because they saw a potential to have a good education, good future, and I promised them that I would somehow get my education, and I did. So I didn't go to high school, but I did get my bachelor degree from City University of New York.
Wonderful.
And an advanced degree from New York University.
Wonderful. And then how did you come to the decision to write your story, Long Journey Home?
That decision, I often wondered why my children hardly ever ask questions about these awful dark years of the war. And I thought to myself that so many people, you hear so many people say, oh, I wish I had asked my parents, I wish I had asked my grandparents, I wish I knew more about where I come from, where my family comes from. And I thought, well, one day, maybe my children will have questions. Maybe now they are not asking, but one day they may. So let me write this book.
That's wonderful. And I bet they're so proud of you for writing it.
They are quite proud of
me. Well, I'm sure. And it's wonderful that you have it documented. And I think that it's also such a good educational experience, and I think for folks to read the book, for young kids to read the book, but through the eyes of your own eyes and your journey, Lucy, this is terrific that you can take people through this journey. And again, Lucy's book, it's Lucy Lipiner, and her book is Long Journey Home. And Lucy, for our readers, where can they find your book?
They can find my book on, Amazon.com. By the way, my book within like 6 months had received about 156 or 57 wonderful reviews. So I'm very proud.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Mazel tov.
So, those reviews are literally coming one or two or three per week.
Aww.
And I am so happy.
That's
with
thrilling.
Oh, it absolutely
we
is.
Can't wait to get your book. And you can also go to lucylipiner.com and get it.
Yes.
And that's LIPINER.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Oh,
also BarnesandNoble.com.
And BarnesandNoble.com.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful.
Thank you, Lucy, for coming on this radio station with us.
Thank you, Jody. Thank you, Karen.
You're
welcome.
It's
our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure speaking with you.
Wait to read your book, and thank you for sharing it with the world. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
Again, Long Journey Home, A Young Girl's Memoir of Surviving the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lucy.
Bye, Lucy. Thanks.
Thank you.
Know because God rests his hands on thee. You finally sung your last song, no time to say so long. This curtain call we couldn't foresee.
Cousin Mickey's getting married in Memphis. Book a flight? Unless everyone can ship themselves via overnight packages, flying is too expensive. Have everyone drive themselves. Only if everyone has lots of stock in oil companies. Time to call Rent-A-Van. At Rent-A-Van, you can rent a late model, low mileage, 8, 10, 12, even 15 passenger full-size van to get where you need to be without busting your budget. That way, you'll have plenty of dough left over for the dollar dance. Make getting there part of the fun. Rent-A-Van. In Omaha, call 402-933-2500.
Come here, commentator, Presidential Medal of Freedom winner, columnist, and retired neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson at this year's DJ's Hero Award Luncheon, Tuesday, May 13th at the CenturyLink Center. We will honor seven Nebraska high school seniors that are heroes in their own communities. Sponsored by David and Peggy Sokol, the Fred Arkush Jr. Foundation, Ultra Air, the David Scott Foundation, KETV, and the Salvation Army. Individual seats and tables of 10 are available at givesalvationarmy.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Omaha? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Omaha area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Omaha is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's Workshop, call 1-800-265-9813. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Fan's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-265-9813. That's 1-800-265-9813.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater is Finding Vivian Mayer, a documentary about the eccentric Chicago nanny who secretly took 100,000 photos of strangers on the street. Now showing is Under the Skin, starring Scarlett Johansson as an alien hunting human men for fuel. Forever Young is a family-friendly series. This spring, the series celebrates 100 years of Charlie Chaplin on screen with four feature-length programs of his short films. The first, playing April 26th through May 8th, features the first appearance of his indelible tramp character, The Kid Auto Races in Venice. A live broadcast of Mozart Così Fan Tutte shows Saturday, April 26th, part of The Met, live in HD. Presented with Opera Omaha, on Monday, April 29th, there will be a live special screening of the 1987 drama Matewan, presented with the Omaha Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO, followed by a panel discussion. A one-time preview screening of the thriller Loki will be followed by a streaming interview with its star, Tom Hardy, and director Stephen Knight on Tuesday, April 29th. More information is at filmstreams.org. Now showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater is Finding Vivian Mayer, a documentary about the eccentric Chicago nanny who secretly took 100,000 photos of strangers on the street. Now showing is Under the Skin, starring starring Scarlett Johansson as an alien hunting human men for fuel. Forever Young is a family-friendly series. This spring, the series celebrates 100 years of Charlie Chaplin on screen with four feature-length programs of his short films. The first, playing April 26th through May 8th, features the first appearance of his indelible tramp character, the Kid Auto Races in Venice. A live broadcast of Mozart Così Fan Tutte shows Saturday, April 26th, part of the Met Live in HD, presented with Opera Omaha. On Monday, April 29th, there will be a live special screening of the 1987 drama Matewan, presented with the Omaha Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO, followed by a panel discussion. A one-time preview screening of the thriller Loki will be followed by a streaming interview with its star, Tom Hardy, and director Stephen Knight on Tuesday, April 29th. More information is at filmstreams.org.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jode, what a women's author show today.
I mean, there was a lot of estrogen. And it was all good.
Yes, and novels, and we have a lot of reading material.
We do.
I know.
The guests were incredible. Uh-huh. You know, Margie had mentioned that she would appear in people's homes if they had book clubs.
Oh, yeah. That she was Margaret Lucas, the Farthest House author,
yes.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, Margie. Her nickname's Margie.
I know. Margaret. Yeah. Margaret, as her fans know her as.
Yeah, isn't that neat? She goes, she can do it like online and go. She said she went to Florida. She's from here though.
Yeah, she could do FaceTime online, but she in Omaha, if somebody has a book club,
okay.
She's more than happy to
That's
participate
wonderful.
And speak, which is wonderful.
Yeah. And then Karen Linder.
Wasn't she so fascinating?
Oh, isn't she that book? Yeah. That's a brilliant book.
Karen, she's an author, but you know, she's also an artist.
I know it.
She was telling us off air.
So many talents.
I mean, yeah, just
amazing. The Women of Berkshire Hathaway, boy, and that's coming up this week, obviously.
It is.
Weekend.
And she's an entrepreneur as well, business owner. So she's incredible.
And how about Lucy Lippiner?
Oh, Lucy was so special. Oh,
how sweet. What a sweet lady. And I love the accent.
Love the accent.
Polish accent.
Yeah. But how terrific this book, Long Journey Home. What I thought was incredible about the book is that it really wasn't written with a bitter tone,
mm-mm.
that it was written, you know,
just
based
a
on
positive
the
shitter.
Right,
human
she
being.
Found the silver lining that there were people.
Remember
that were
Anne
lovely.
Frank? She always said, "In spite of it all, I believe that people are good."
Yes.
Yes, I know that's incredible that you come out of something like that. Positively, you know.
Yes, absolutely. So thrilling to have these gals on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We're really, really thrilled to have them. So.
Mm-hmm. And we want to thank our sponsors, Jode,
OmahaFastFoods.com.
And Film Streams, what are they showing this week?
I think that the Budapest is gone.
Oh, Budapest is gone. I never saw it.
Right.
Under the Skin.
Oh, Under the Skin.
Is that Scarlett
Johansson?
Uh-huh.
Oh, maybe.
I think it is, actually.
Okay. I love her.
She's great. And then Finding Vivian Maher or something like that? What was it, Mike? Finding Vivian Maher?
Maher,
okay.
I've been looking for her for so long that I am
her.
Happy.
Joe, go to Film Streams
and
we
can
find
her. Perfect. That's
okay.
Where we're perfect.
And we want to, you know, shout out to all the Boston Marathon runners. They were fantastic. The security was fantastic.
Got
to touch your heart, right?
Oh, it will touch your heart.
Totally.
And it continues to touch our hearts.
Absolutely.
Because we cannot, we're a nation that will not be beaten.
No, I know. We're
that's
not.
For
that's
sure.
Right. Boston strong. United States strong.
Yes, indeedy.
Yeah. And then Friday, May 16th at Village Point, we've got a movie coming, Jode. It's called
A Long Way Off.
I'm actually singing part of a song.
You know, I wondered why there were so many paparazzi as I was walking into the studio. And then I realized, oh,
how
my gosh,
you know,
Karen
Jode?
Is in this movie, May 16th. And how,
that's right.
I mean, how exciting.
I mean, really, if you blink, you will miss me. But I am in it for about 3 seconds.
You know what?
Okay?
And you're probably in the credits and all
of
that
good
stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. But actually, Robert Davi, remember we interviewed him? He's the one in that.
Oh, right.
So we want to have him on again before the May 16th, okay?
What do you do in the movie?
I sing part of my coffee shop song because it takes place in a coffee shop.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and you can almost hear it. So
okay.
it's well worth watching.
That's great. So I'll remember to bring an extra set of,
yes,
of a megaphone. Right, something to help me with my hearing.
Right.
Well,
I'll give you the song.
I'm excited for you.
Thanks.
thanks, Joan. It was fun. We all flew to, like, I can't, North Carolina or something, and Gary was supposed to be in it for a second, and Jen, I'm not sure they could be, like, you know, in it for a second.
Extras,
we'll
yeah.
have to look. Andy Greenberg has his book in it for a second, so we'll see.
Now, I mean, this is something you got paid for, so when that movie is showing over and over
right.
again, that
yeah,
bit
right.
part, the residuals.
Right, I make so much money.
You're
going
to be able to retire
it.
Just on this movie. I can feel it. Love it.
You're right, Joan. Well, thanks, Joan. It was fun being with you.
Hey, and I'm glad to be back.
Uh-huh. We're glad to have you.
Thanks,
we'll
Karen.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you all next week.
And we're going to end with my song for Warren Buffett because it's the Berkshire weekend coming up. So here is the Oracle of Omaha.
We'd like to welcome you to Berkshire Hathaway in Omaha, to Warren's giveaways in Omaha, so we can make a pile of dough or at least buy some Geico. Warren's got shares A and B to sell, and with his generosity, he hopes we'll go to see his holy shrines, Nebraska Furniture Mart, and yes, Borsheim's. Warren loves it here in Omaha. Is on the map in Omaha. Crowds of people come and rough it to play bridge with Warren Buffett, and we let him win in Omaha. As an investor, we know he's king, who wants us all to invest more green. Warren's here to show us how to play the ukulele while checking the Dow. We know we'll learn from the best, 'cause finding great stocks is his only quest. Soon we'll be drinking Coke at Dairy Queen and wearing Fruit of the Loom by such a scene. And after he warms our hearts, in the financial world we'll have a head start. His noble gift we celebrate, pledging billions to Bill Gates. It's such a thrill that he's from Omaha. It's so unreal that he's from Omaha. Let's give a great big cheer for the Oracle of Omaha. Go, Warren Buffett!
Folks, why pay full price for cell phone repair when you can get it half off at Continental Cellular? Even cracked screens on iPhones, iPads, Kindles, and televisions can all be repaired. Only at Continental Cellular. Located a block south of Dodge on 72nd. Visit ContinentalCellular.com for details.
And folks, your smartphone, laptop, tablet, or Kindle can be repaired fast enough to make your head spin, because the largest inventory of spare parts in Nebraska is now maintained only at Continental Cellular. Located a block south of Dodge on 72nd. Visit ContinentalCellular.com for details.
How do you get the best price on the perfect diamond engagement ring? I'll tell you. First, decide what you are comfortable spending. Next, find out what she wants. What shape of diamond? Does she want simple or lots of bling? Then head to Elder Jewelry, where you'll get the very best price on the perfect ring. Go ahead, ask around, even shop around. But when you're ready to buy the perfect in every way engagement ring, go to Elder Jewelry, 15th and Cornhusker in the Wolf Creek Plaza, Bellevue.
Your Sunday afternoons can be the most profitable and most valuable part of your week. Invest 90 minutes with the Asking Price radio program. Join Ted Price, the Stock Babe, and Ted's merry band of financial experts as they bring you a unique perspective on the markets, finance, currencies, and more. There really is nothing like Asking Price with Ted Price. Brought to you by Allies Limited. Sunday afternoons at 1:30 here on the Mighty 1290 Coil, Mighty1290Coil.com, and the Mighty 1290 Coil apps.
Good day, class. Today we are going to discuss quantum physics. This is the phenomenon that happens when you go to Todd Archer Hyundai, look at all the cars, and you want them. Well, this is good, because Todd Archer Hyundai is offering a double mileage warranty. That's 10 years, 200,000 miles. Do you have a concept of how far 200,000 miles is? If you were to get in your brand new Hyundai, you could drive around the earth 8 times and still be covered. I'm not recommending that you do this, because the oceans make parts of the trip extremely wet. Now, quantum physics states that if you double one thing, you need to double another. So Todd Archer Hyundai gives you double the factory rebates, along with additional dealer discounts. You could save up to $10,000 on select models. So, if you took that $10,000 you saved and tossed the dime out of your Hyundai's window every mile for 200,000 miles, you'd still have $8,000 left to buy life vests. For the best car value on the market, think Todd Archer Hyundai. See dealer for details. Und a physics lesson.
Looking for inspiration? Or wonder if God is really there to help you in every time of need? If so, tune in and find answers on the Christian Science Sentinel Radio Edition. Hear people testify to the power of prayer and God's ever presence.
That message of salvation is present whether you're at a stoplight, in your business office, or on a school ground. That's the good news.
That's Sentinel Radio. Tune in for the good news.
Sunday mornings at 8 on the Mighty 1290.
Saturday, April 26th.
The Mighty 1290 KOIL Omaha. Omaha's stimulating conversation. The Mighty 1290.